Here are the stories we're covering this week in the Category5.tv newsroom. A security researcher got $10,000 for finding a bug on Yahoo that would let him read any user's mail. Samsung is going to brick Galaxy Note 7 phones early next week. Fitbit has bought and is killing off Pebble. And fraudsters can guess Visa card information in just 6 seconds. These stories are coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? You need hosting. One of the things about a hosting account is you don't want to have limitations put on your website.
It's true.
How much hard drive space do you have? How many email accounts? How many domains can point to it? Well, we've got an amazing deal for you. For a very limited time, cat5.tv/dreamhost. For just $5 and a bit of change per month, you are going to get unlimited website hosting, unlimited email accounts on that hosting service. You are also going to receive a free domain name.
Ooh.
So your own .com.
Nice.
To put that amazing website that you've been working on
there.
If you want to build a WordPress site, fine. Sign up. cat5.tv/dreamhost.
Just don't put Panama Papers on it.
Just don't do it. But hey, it's a great deal, folks. Best deal you're going to find. $5 and change per month. Go to cat5.tv/dreamhost.
I'm Sasha Dermatis, and here are the top stories for the week of December 14th, 2016. A security researcher says he bagged $10,000 after discovering and reporting a serious flaw in Yahoo Mail that could have been exploited by crooks to read victims' messages. The hacker says that he reported the vulnerability in Yahoo Mail via the bug bounty organizers HackerOne. The impact of the bug is similar to the one I reported last year, which also brought a $10,000 bounty, the hacker said. It allowed an attacker to, for example, read a victim's email. The flaw, fixed in production late last month, could be exploited simply by tricking your target into opening a booby-trapped email. The same vulnerability could also be abused to spread malware. The root cause of the problem was a failure to sanitize user-supplied values in dynamic content. For this latest programming blunder, Pinnanen supplied proof-of-concept exploit code to Yahoo's security team in the form of an email that, when viewed, would use AJAX to read the user's inbox contents and send it to an attacker's server.
Wow.
Good for him. 2 years running, he was able to...
Did it right. It's like a full-time job. I wonder how much time was spent finding this exploit.
But... I mean, so great that he's finding it, reporting it, and it's getting fixed before anybody else can find it. And
that, my dear young hackers, is the correct way to pursue
hacking
security research.
Is that what they call white hats? Like good hackers or white hats?
Yeah, it can be. Well, typically involves SEO, search engine optimization. White hat hackers would be, yeah, the good guys.
Yeah.
But you consider, the 18-year-old hacker who did not take the right approach.
Oh, that story.
And instead tweeted the hack exploit.
Oh, poor.
Set off a ricochet effect, causing iOS 10 to dial 911 on any device that opened the tweet.
Completely overloaded the 911 operators and the system. Crap.
Not the way to do it.
No.
Not the way to do it.
Charges.
Went to jail.
Yes.
Criminal record.
So you now know how to do it.
This guy, $20,000 over the course of 2 years.
Cha-ching.
Cha-ching indeed.
Super great. Anyone still using a Samsung Galaxy Note 7 has 5 days to return their device for a refund before Samsung kills the handsets for good. Literally. The South Korean electronics giant says that an over-the-air update set for release on December 19th will effectively brick the devices for good, shutting off all phone and data connections and preventing the Android-powered handset from accepting a recharge. That is all the way dead. This, Samsung hopes, will kill off the 7% of sold Galaxy Note 7 units that have not yet been returned for a refund. While the Note 7 is still legal to own, so long as you're not flying, Samsung has been extremely aggressive with the voluntary recall for the fire-prone handset. Not everyone, however, will see their Note 7 go dark on December 19th. Verizon says that it will not be taking part in the mass shutdown, but will continue to request that customers bring their handsets in to swap out for a new device.
Wow.
Okay, so it's an aggressive voluntary recall in that your phone will be dead.
We recalled that. Give it back to us. Now.
Now, I mean, you have...
We will destroy it.
You have to imagine that a certain percentage of the purchases went to people who maybe themselves have passed on, or that the phones themselves have been accidentally dropped in a toilet, so no longer
sure, maybe they don't exist, yeah.
So 7% outstanding is actually not that bad. However...
But if you are using your Note 7... We will kill you.
The thing is, I mean, Samsung at this point has to cover themselves to the point, sure. Right? Like, they don't want
I don't want to be liable
fire.
For that issue, yeah.
So...
Here's what concern comes to mind, though. How many not white hat hackers are hearing what Samsung is about to do to the Note 7 and saying, oh...
You can do that?
If we could compromise Samsung's servers... We could destroy all of their phones. If we could compromise Apple's servers, roll out a particular type of update that bricks all of these devices, that's a scary thought, that these companies have that amount of power, that they can do that. I can understand their reasoning for doing that, but by doing it, they're admitting that they have that power.
Right.
Which is a little bit... On the freaky side.
And again, for a 7%, I feel like to show your hand at this point.
Yeah.
For 7%, it is risky business. Now, Verizon saying that they're not going to do it is also interesting because is this some way to, I guess, garner affection? I don't know why they would not take part.
Yeah.
And if everyone else is. Right?
Who knows the reasoning, right? It could be to be kind to their users.
But how kind is that?
Yeah.
Here, it's enabling.
Yeah, exactly.
This phone, it is almost with all certainty going to burn something in your life at some point. So return it now.
What are your
before
thoughts?
Before the 19th of September, or December, not September.
Do you still have a Note 7? Are you of the 7%? Of Note 7 users that still have it?
You aren't.
No, definitely not,
I know
right?
You aren't. I know you've returned it. I got this.
Yeah.
I hope.
Before it's too late.
Yes.
Get it back.
Fitbit, the world's best-selling wearable tech maker, has confirmed it is buying the inventions that power Pebble's smartwatches. However, the deal does not include any of Pebble's products, and work on several crowdfunded devices that have yet to be made have been canceled. Pebble said it would try and refund backers of the Time 2 Core and Time Round gadgets by March 2017. It also warned those who already owned its gear to expect less support. Fitbit has said that key personnel from Pebble would join its company. The founder of Pebble will not be among them. The approach makes the acquisition appear to be one to obtain patents, software, and personnel, leaving Pebble users in its dust. This makes sense on a business standpoint. Fitbit is an amazing product, I will say, because I have one and love it. But I understand, I mean, there are Pebble users out here that are really going to be negatively affected.
Oh, sure.
Right? I wonder if Fitbit might lend a helping hand or a generous discount for a product.
Yeah, it does leave a sour taste in your mouth if you're a Pebble user.
Right.
Like, acquire and conquer and destroy.
Yeah, it seems kind of schoolyard bullyish to me, but I mean, it's a business move and it makes sense.
Sure.
And I do love my Fitbit.
Fitbit recognized that Pebble had very talented developers, very talented ideas, people in this particular market that they are owning. And so acquired the company so that they could have those people. They don't care about the product.
No.
Maybe some of the patents, sure. Some of the ideas and some of the things that Pebble can do.
It does make me wonder what will be on the shelves for Christmas next year after this acquisition.
True enough. And if you're a Pebble user, how does it make you feel?
Mm-hmm. I can tell you as a Fitbit user, I feel kind
You're indifferent?
I feel, no, well, I'm like, ah, you are now mine.
More features for me.
Exactly. I don't know. I feel like it's a good business move. It just doesn't feel like a great emotional move.
Yeah. And they're not taking on the whole staff. No, it's nothing like that. They have nitpicked through and said, these are the ones we want. The rest of them, sorry, you're out of work.
Yeah, the founder.
The founder is moving to a different company. So I'm not sure if that was part of the deal or if that's his choice. Mm-hmm. But he's not a part of the acquisition itself. So. But Pebble has been, you know, in all honesty, they've been struggling over the past little while.
Right.
But they've been trying to innovate and bring out some great new products. They've got some great crowdfunding campaigns that were doing well and that have now been canceled.
Right. What? I mean, I guess that's the nature of the business.
That is. That's the business. We already started the show talking about the business.
The business. Yeah. According to a group of researchers from Newcastle University, fraudsters can guess credit card numbers in as little as 6 seconds per attempt, thanks to security gaps in Visa's network. The brute force attacks allow criminals to bombard Visa with card payment requests across multiple sites, with each attempt narrowing the possible combinations until a valid card number and expiry date are determined. The research team says, unlike rival MasterCard, Visa does not detect the flood of requests across multiple sites. They call it a distributed guessing attack and proved its effectiveness against the top 400 payment sites. The attacks rely on card-not-present fraud, which merchants do not require the three-digit CVV number to authorize a transaction. That's the three-digit number on the back of your card. The researchers said this attack subverts the payment functionality from its intended purpose of validating card details into helping the attackers to generate all security data fields required to make online transactions. The researchers say all merchants should use standard payment authorization fields to knock out the ability for the attacks to scale. That's in the holiday season. That's really scary information to have.
It's a very old school attack, you know, mm-hmm. seemingly old school, but understanding how it works, it's clever.
Mm-hmm. They just, so how it works is they're, I guess, asking a bunch of different sites with just subtly yeah. different numbers, right?
You consider so if a site is going to maybe block you after 10 attempts, mm-hmm. well, times that by 400.
Right.
And now we've got, you know, 40,000 attempts. I don't know.
I feel like Visa in this case is going to step up their game because they do offer a really good insurance policy.
Sure.
For
yeah, they'll protect
fraudulent.
Their users for sure.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Now that will
you gotta
cost
catch
them.
It.
Yeah.
You got to catch it.
That's true.
Watch your statements, folks.
That's very true. I mean, at some point, there's going to have to be an extra level of security. I myself use a Visa. I've noticed that there is a lot of security, in my opinion. I sometimes have to take a picture of my card
yeah.
before I actually...
And then email it?
No.
Oh, yes,
so
I went there.
So secure.
I went to the bank, and they tried to get me on this card with the tap feature.
No. I'm like old school. I'm like, don't do the tap.
Think about this. You've got a card that is more secure because they've added this chip and pin system, mm-hmm. more secure, and then they go and add tap to it, which has no security whatsoever.
You can just walk close to somebody, I think, and just like,
people
bump
are,
into them.
People are so. Getting point-of-sale systems in their iPhones, which are totally legitimate, that you use for home businesses and contractors and
exactly.
things, and they're walking around at parades and touching people's pockets with their phone and taking $20 here, $20 there, $20 there.
Truth be told, I mean, for the tap, it's a low limit set,
yeah,
right?
$20 here, $20
exactly.
there.
Exactly. And will some people notice? Yes. Will most people notice? Yes. Will some people not notice at all? Yeah, not everybody scrutinizes their statements.
I have to admit, I don't.
Okay, yeah.
If I notice something missing, like if I bounce a check or something because somebody stole money out of my account, because I keep in enough, you know, yeah. records that I know how much money's there, but it would have to be significant enough to bounce a check or to cause a transaction to not go through.
Right.
That's not an invitation to hack my Visa. But I'm just saying, maybe we need to watch it fairly closely.
Right, exactly. I mean, I keep my Visa balance paid off.
Mm-hmm.
So I would notice.
I do that, but when I go into the branch,
yeah.
I say, how much is owing on my card?
Right.
And they'll say, so-and-so amount of dollars.
And then you
and I pay
it to them without, yeah.
So I don't say, okay, well, what was that? What caused that to be X number of dollars? Why is it $20 more than I thought it should be?
Right.
Doesn't
well,
happen
you
that
know
way.
That it's not the tap feature.
No, it's not the tap feature. I opted out, folks.
That's right.
Do
I also,
you have tap?
I also did.
Did you know it was so dangerous?
Do you know how long it took me to accept the chip in my card? I was like bossed into it. It had to happen. They were like, we are going to take your card away. You now have to have a chip. Yeah. Last minute for me.
Forced you into it.
Thanks for watching the Category5.tv newsroom. Don't forget to like and subscribe for all your tech news with a slight Linux bias. And for more free content, be sure to check out our website. From the Category5.tv newsroom, I'm Sasha Dermatis.